I'm Jen Schrader, and this is Behind the Springs, conversations with the people working for you in Colorado Springs, Olympic City, USA.
Hello, everyone. It is almost Thanksgiving, and it's feeling festive in Colorado Springs. We are recording this episode in the heart of downtown Colorado Springs. We're in Acacia Park at the ice rink, and we call this Skate in the Park.
Skate in the Park.
Yes, we put it on with Downtown Partnership. Lots of sponsors help us put this on, and our Parks Department staff runs this whole show. And as you can see, really busy on this Thanksgiving week.
It's game day.
And yes, we're doing our preview here. If you haven't come down to visit, highly encourage you, come down to visit, not only to ice skate, even if ice skating isn't your thing, beautiful lights on all these trees at night, so come see the lights and come shop local. There's lots to do downtown. Mayor Yemi's here to talk a little more about that. So let's start with holiday season in general. Do you have any favorite things or favorite things you like to do or favorite things about the season?
For the season, one of the joys of having kids is you get to live the holidays through the experience of the kids. I have a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And I got to be honest, growing up in a culture, in a world where holidays were just more simple.
Yeah.
Traditions were very simple because we didn't have the wealth that we have in this country. And so it took me a while to appreciate the style of holiday traditions we have in the U.S. But having kids and watching their joy and excitement and the number of things you can do with your kids, it's been so special in our own household.
Well, I know something else that's really special to you in the holiday season is Small Business Saturday,
right,
and supporting local businesses. We're surrounded by them right here. Why does that mean so much? Remind people, obviously you're a small business owner yourself, but it's so important, right, for our whole community.
Absolutely. So this Saturday is Small Business Saturday. They say for every $10 you spend, $7 stays in the local economy. Compared to, for every $10 you spend at a more chain type business, which we love our chain partners, but $6 actually leaves the community.
So
the more you support small business, the better it is for our city, because that adds to our tax base and it gives us the ability from the city side to take care of our city. That you've heard over and over that small businesses are the backbone of any community, and it's true. You know, these entrepreneurs are not only providing jobs, but they're also creating the community's unique identity. When you walk around downtown, you can see so many small businesses, and you can see that a lot of our community and our uniqueness and the vibrancy are shaped by small businesses, and they provide also a place for people to gather.
Right. Don't forget restaurants.
Yes.
This doesn't just mean shopping.
Yes. Don't forget the mini restaurant.
Maybe eating is your thing.
Right, right.
And so go to those local restaurants that are right around here, too. A lot of special events are happening right here that you can kind of make a whole day of. Like, you can come and skate one night with Air Force Falcons. CC Hockey's going to be here.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some special events that they do here at the ice rink. And that's kind of a fun thing to do with friends and family if they're in town.
It is. Yeah. It is. We're proud of our downtown partners and providing this incredible opportunity, and there are lots to do in this as we come into the holiday season.
So let's talk about you a little more
before
we're done. Tell me about your priorities between now and the end of the year.
Yes.
It's a final push in 2023.
It's a final push, and you know, I joked earlier that this is kind of like a game day pre-game show, but building upon that wisdom, there is if you're a football fan, which I'm a college football fan, At the fourth quarter, at the start of the fourth quarter, the end of the third quarter, and the start of the fourth quarter, what do the players do? What symbol do they hold? You see them.
Yeah, they do.
They do. And you know what this means? It means let's finish strong.
Right.
It's game time.
Right.
Let's go. Let's finish strong.
Everything you have.
You got to put it in. Mm-hmm. Let's win. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at right now in city government. It's the fourth quarter. It's game time, and we're going to finish strong. And so there's a lot we're working on, but there are two things I want to highlight. So before the end of the year, we will complete this action plan that will dictate what we work on and what I present at the next State of the City. Now, the action plan is our is the work that we're doing of taking all the community listening sessions, the citywide listening session, the public safety listening session. We're going to take this big body of information and put it through this funnel and work on the things that we feel that we can accomplish in a short amount of time. And also, they're going to have a big impact in our community. So that's going to be done very soon. We're going to report out to the community, and then we're going to hit the ground running in the new year. And then...
it's like immediate action items, right?
Yes, immediate action items. Okay. Because everything else will fall... Everything else will be in the city's long-term strategic plan of things that we will accomplish over the next 4 to 5 years. Okay, the other thing that we are working on, as you can see, the weather is changing, fall into winter.
Yes.
So winter preparedness is really important. So we are getting ready to ensure that if there's snow, if there are any weather emergencies, your city is ready to support you, to ensure that our roadways are safe. And just to put into context, when we talk about winter weather, I want to just share some data from the city's first snow of the season, which was October 29th.
Okay.
So that day, this past October 29th, 535 hours were driven by 47 trucks, covering almost 6,000
miles. 6,000
miles? Just that day.
Wow. And that wasn't even a terrible
It wasn't even
storm,
a terrible
right?
one. Yeah.
So you think of the resources it takes.
Thank you. That's a point I'm making. And that we are getting ready for our residents. Data point number two, we applied 226 tons of anti-skid and ice slider and 217 gallons of Apex Meltdown. And then for almost 500,000 of cubic yards of snow was removed from our roadways. To give an idea what that means, that much snow would fill about 151 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Wow, that's impressive.
Cost the city $87,000 for that one day.
For that snowstorm.
That's what it takes. Mm-hmm. So we...
And a lot of that work is done before the snow even begins,
bingo.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
Like we're treating those roads, and that's something I didn't really think about. I mean, I guess you know intuitively, but you don't think about until I started working for the city, and I realized, wow, this is a lot leading up to... A lot during the storm, and then a lot after the storm. So those resources do add up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And shout out to our city team, the women and men who are there.
Driving those plows.
Driving those plows. Sometimes when everybody else is snowed in, we got to send people out. We got brave souls and people who are there to ensure that our city keeps running.
And
so I want to give a shout out to that group too.
Well, sometimes I hope you don't mind me mentioning too that another thing people don't think about is down trees. And sometimes with storm, you know, we have those heavy wet storms, and sometimes maybe not till later in the spring, but those can be really hard on our trees and the right-of-ways, and our forestry crews have to go out and remove those. And we really appreciate the help of our residents, you know, when it comes to driving safely around snowplows, and also when it comes to reporting those down trees, and we can't do it by ourselves, in other words.
Right, absolutely. Yes. And thank you for mentioning that too, because that does happen.
Right.
Yeah, that does
sometimes
happen.
Sometimes we just have weird windstorms. I think we had one in December last year, a windstorm that we weren't really expecting. We know how weird the weather can be.
And yesterday, I mean, the wind was picking up.
Right.
Thankful that it didn't end up being a windstorm. But this is Colorado. You
and
just
now
never
today,
know.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. You just. Yes. I'm glad it's beautiful today.
I'm glad we're not in a storm outside for our podcast. So yes, that's another big thing. That is a goal of yours throughout the winter season.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then hit the ground running in January and
hit the ground running.
Excited for the new year.
And we'll continue to deliver excellent services. I was just meeting with a community leader today, and he said, Yemi, how do you describe, if you're going to describe your job in a very concise way, what is it that you do? I said, one, my job is to administer excellent city services, and I do it with an incredible team of 3,000 people. And two, my job is to administer hope. People need hope these days, especially as we enter the holiday season.
It can be a difficult time.
It can be a difficult time for many families. I think about just a couple of days ago, we had the Club Q Memorial. And in my remarks, I mentioned that there will be 5 empty seats at Thanksgiving tables this Thursday. And that's not lost on me. So it's important that as we talk about being the most wonderful time of the year, to be merry and bright, that we... that truly this is a season of humanity. It's a season for us to lean in, for us to press in to our residents, our neighbors, our family members, our friends who may be hurting. And as we go about in the celebration of the season and as we attend parties, may we not lose the essence that this season is also about giving back. And to that point, I just want to give the city of Colorado Springs a kudos and shout out that we beat Colorado Springs Utilities.
We have some friendly competition sometimes between the city and utilities to see who could give more to Care and Share.
It's not a competition, but it really
and
is.
We won.
And I wish we had the trophy, but 86 turkeys and compared to 75 turkeys from CSU.
So they
CSU,
did pretty well.
They did pretty well. CSU would give you credit. Yes. But Colorado Springs, city of Colorado Springs, 86 turkeys and 588 perishables. And we gave over 2,100 in donations. Thank you, city team, if you're watching and listening.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And we are not the only organization that does that for Care and Share, and they do amazing work.
They do amazing work.
Thank you for all of you who are giving out there, and hopefully that that spirit continues through the
season of humanity.
Of giving.
Season of giving.
Before we go, I want to tell people, downtowncs.com/skate. That's going to give you a list of events, hours, pricing, all those special things that are happening here at the ice rink. Again, Small Business Saturday is November 25th, but you can shop all season long.
All Saturdays are Small Business Saturdays.
That's right, yes. And so we also want to say,
I want to say
thank you for our faithful listeners. We're grateful for you this Thanksgiving season. And for those new listeners that are joining us, we appreciate your time and investment in our city and listening to what the mayor has to say and our other guests. And for just loving the city of Colorado Springs as much as we do.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.